Hello. The news article we will be covering today is Men Taking Their Wife's Surname. I will leave the link to the article in the description. The first couple were both 28 years old. Laura Henshaw and her fiancé, Dalton Graham. The wife, Laura, has a fitness company with 300,000 followers on Instagram. The reactions on Instagram were pelting her with negative commentary, like messages that Dalton must have wanted to separate from his birth family and that he'd lost his masculinity. The toughest conversation was with Dalton's family, who, she notes, are very traditional. The decision was Dalton's idea, which came out of a discussion the couple had about how important it was for her to keep her surname, because it's attached to her company that has taken her years to build. Let's pause here. It says the couple had a discussion about it, and it was Dalton's idea. What likely happened is the woman manipulated him into following along with what she wanted. These women think they are princesses and want everything their way or the highway. Anyways, continuing on. Everyone was present on the wedding day, Laura says, adding that her family was really proud and excited about her and Dalton's choice. So there was no bad blood. Everyone's happy now and supportive. That's really special. But it was definitely an uncomfortable conversation. The article features another married couple, where the man took the wife's surname. But I think you understand the point of this article. This article was written by, you guessed it, a woman. The writer's name is Samantha Sellinger Morris. Her last name is hyphenated, isn't that ironic? Perhaps she is mad that she didn't think to have her husband take her last name. Reading this article, initially I was irritated. I thought this would just be another example of women pushing for gender equality. I had seen women hyphenating their last name, but hadn't heard of the man taking the woman's last name. I think this trend will only continue to grow. Smart men are not getting married. But many men are still living the hope strategy and will try to please the wife by doing everything they want. I actually feel sorry for the men because they don't know, down the road when they are taken to the slaughterhouse, also known as divorce court, that the woman will rake him over the coals. Once the couple divorces, the man will have an extra hurdle to change his name back. I am no longer irritated. That's the beauty for going your own direction. You don't have to participate in the madness. If men want to sign away their life by getting married and let the woman control and manipulate them, be my guest. I won't be participating, you'll be doing my own thing. Also, it's worth mentioning that marriage rates have fallen off a cliff and are the lowest they have ever been since they started recording marriages. So to the women that want the husband to take your last name, good luck. You first will have to find a man foolish enough to marry you. Next, we will look at a shortcut scene from the Ben Shapiro show.
My girlfriend and I were talking about, hypothetically, if we got married, would she take my last name? Obviously, no, we're feminists. That's not what we're trying to do. But then I was like, okay, so you're going to keep...
Do you really think he has a girlfriend? Does he look like the type of man who women would want to be with? I mean, those pink flamingo sheets are pretty masculine, aren't they?
Your mom's... your last name, which is actually... That's actually your dad's last name. So you could take your mom's last name, but that's actually her dad's last name. And... it goes on and on it goes, and I realized there's no such thing as a female last name. Like, they just simply don't exist because patriarchy.
Oh, he is a womanist. That pretty much says it all right there. There is no point trying to have further discussion. You cannot reason with insanity. I'll leave the link to the full reaction video in the description. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc., you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on this channel, the Wolf's Den channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.